My Louise Connolly had this story on Good Morning Ulster today. Do not resuscitate, the big medical issue that's in the news today. A County Antrim man has told how he was unaware that a do not resuscitate order had been placed on his medical file. He feels his human rights have been violated. Neil Burney is paralysed from the neck down as a result of secondary progressive multiple sclerosis. He was speaking to our health correspondent, My Louise, by using a voice-activated computer.
My reaction to the life-threatening imposition of the Do Not Attempt Resuscitation notice on my admission file has been profound. I've had my mortality held in front of me and then casually tossed to one side. Let me assure you, the lights are on and I am definitely at home. We all need to be treated with understanding. Those of us classified as vulnerable adults may be more than most.
Well, earlier this year, a study by the Royal College of Physicians in England found one in five families was not consulted when doctors had decided not to revive their relative. So what are the rules? Who decides? Who needs to be told before a doctor decides this and implements it? Legal expert Joshua Rosenberg with us this morning. What's your take on this, Joshua?
Well, it's very interesting. If you look at what the Northern Health Trust has told the BBC, it confirms that a DNR notice was placed on Mr. Burney's file, but it says that before that there had been a conversation. And what the Trust say is that the decision to implement one of these notices is a medical one, which is taken in cases where medical professionals condition at that time caused
Joshua, are you still there? Okay, obviously we've lost Joshua Rosenberg this morning. Let's see if we can get him back and have a look at this story. Joshua, can you hear me now?
Oh dear, yeah, I can.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
I think you had a bit of a problem with the line. I was just telling you what the Health Trust said. They said that the decision to implement a notice is a medical one, which is taken in cases where medical professionals feel that if a person's medical condition at that time causes their heart to stop, resuscitation attempts would be futile and therefore not in their best interest in providing a dignified death.
And is it, can the doctor decide that against the patient's wishes?
Well, what the Health Trust say is this was discussed with Mr. Burney initially and it was put in place following a conversation with his next of kin, who said they'd talked it over with him and agreed. And they said that there had been this conversation. Now, obviously, that may be a matter that's disputed between the family and the Health Trust. But ultimately, what they are saying is that this is a medical decision. Now, he is concerned that this is a breach of his human rights, and it's fundamental to the Human Rights Convention that everybody has the right to life. And, of course, doctors are not allowed to deliberately kill you. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about doctors trying to preserve somebody's life when they, the doctors, say that there wouldn't be any value to doing that.
What is the law? So let's take this away from Mr. Burney. What does the law say? Can a doctor decide to place a do not resuscitate order on any citizen without that citizen's permission?
If you put yourself under the care of a doctor, then you are allowing that doctor a certain amount of discretion, particularly in
Okay, so we seem to have lost Joshua Rosenberg again this morning. Clearly a problem, a technical problem that we have today. Well, my goodness, it would be good to get him back, actually, so we can understand a little bit around the legal situation of this. What do you think? It's an interesting dilemma, this, I guess. Look, if there is someone and they would go through a very painful resuscitation process, and if the quality of life would not be in any way valuable after that process. Now, you can, of course, argue that any life is valuable, and I get that, and that's why this is an important dilemma. But do you, and we are not talking about this particular case with Mr. Burney, we're talking generally now, Do you think that a doctor should be able to decide against a patient's wishes that they are not resuscitated? Because emotion will be there, either as the individual yourself, and you want to hang on to life no matter what, or indeed a relative. Who should be able to make the decision? 03030 8055 55. 03030 8055 55. Joshua, we'll try you one more time. I'm presuming what you were saying there, Joshua, is that yes, a doctor, a medical professional, can make a decision against your wishes if you're under their care.
It's very difficult, isn't it? You give the doctors some discretion. They're not allowed to kill you. Thou shalt not kill, but needs not strive officiously to keep alive.
Yeah, but are they allowed not to try to save you?
Well, it's a question of what they think your best interests are. They, for example, if you look at the statement from the Health Trust, they say that resuscitation attempts would be futile if somebody's medical condition has caused their heart to stop. And if you look at the guidance, it talks about whether resuscitation would be of value to the person. If it may well be that it would be of no overall benefit to try to restart somebody's heart if they are so seriously ill. So it is a clinical decision. Obviously, you can tell the doctors what you want them to do. But ultimately, you are in their care, and although they are expected to respect your wishes, if they simply say, well, there is simply no point in reviving somebody's heart because they're brain dead or because they wouldn't have the lung capacity or whatever other circumstances it may be, well, I think that may well be covered by the consent that you give them when you go into hospital.
What if it's the other way round? What if you as a patient say, I do not want resuscitated? Can the doctor go against your wishes and resuscitate you anyway?
I think if you were in reasonably good health and resuscitating you would preserve your life, then I think doctors would be in a difficult position by not reviving you. We know about euthanasia. We know about people wanting to have their lives ended. But a doctor should not do that. The doctor must act in the best interest of the patient. Now, again, we know of doctors who will give a little more painkiller, knowing that it's going to speed up the patient's death. That seems to be acceptable. It's always been acceptable. But they can't deliberately give you an overdose because you say, well, you think you're going to be a burden to your relatives and you want to be killed. Euthanasia is not permitted, even if the patient wishes it.
Really interesting. Joshua, thank you very much indeed. 03030 8055 55. Christine in Sydney. Morning, Christine.
Good morning, Stephen. 2 years ago in June, my husband passed away with COPD of the lungs, two heart attacks. And in 1998, we had watched our daughter at 16 die with a brain tumour over 9 years. So he said that he did not want to die like she did. And the Macmillan nurse was out on the Wednesday. And he said to her, how do I stop him from bringing me back if I die? Because I was nursing him at home. And she says, we can get you a DNR. And he says, what's that? And she says, do not resuscitate for him. And he says, yes, please. So she went straight to the GP and got the form and brought it back round. And she says to me, keep that in a safe place. This is only on the Wednesday. And on the Saturday morning, I was sitting just doing my word search, and I looked over at him in the bed in the living room, and he was talking up to the ceiling. And I thought, my children have come for him because of two children dead. And I thought, my children have come for him. And I went over to him, and I says, darling, if the children have come for you, you go and be with them, and I will be okay. And I took his hand, and he just passed away. And I rang 999. I didn't know who to ring. And I rang 999. They came in and they put the pads on him. They says, we have to do this. And I says, well, I have a form here. And there was a wee tiny pink line. And they said, do you want us? And I says, no. He has stated that he does not want resuscitator. So they went out to the ambulance for 2 hours, sitting out in the ambulance, sorting everything out. and that he just went peacefully then.
That must have been very difficult for you to to tell them not to try to to revive your husband.
Yeah, I mean, 36 years married, and I just stood by his wishes, so I did.
And do you understand those, Christine, who would take a different view and would say that, look, that ultimately it's for God to decide, and that what you should do every time is try to preserve life, no matter what anybody says, including the individual concerned?
You see, we didn't have a choice with my mum. When we got to the hospital, my mum had already gone. So she had. But where Alan was able to make his own choice. So he was. And, I mean, I believed in him because there was no way that it killed him anyway, because his chest was so... There was very little weight off him, you know, left off him. And he was very delicate. And for to put them pads on, they would have just killed him anyway. I mean, with him already having two heart attacks and the COPD. And I recommend anybody that is nursing anybody at home should do that, should have the DMR. But I think they should be told about it. We had to ask, or otherwise we wouldn't have knew about it.
Christine, thank you for calling us today. Thank you. My goodness, what an interesting debate to have today. And the legal expert Joshua Rosenberg telling us this morning that indeed a doctor, if you're under their care, that legally they can decide. Now, just to make you comfortable, in the vast majority of cases, the doctors will discuss it with you, the patient, or indeed your relative if you don't have the capacity to do so. But Joshua Rosenberg, his legal opinion this morning is that if you're under a doctor's care, that they can decide of their own right whether to resuscitate you or not, whether to put a DNR order, a do not resuscitate order, on you or not.